television. Now I've got to introduce you to Ross Campbell. He's here from the Guildford School of Acting, which is part of the University of Surrey. And good news, you're bringing good news with you to Norfolk, I understand.
I hope so, yes. We've launched the new GSA musical theatre singing syllabus, which goes right from grades 1 to 8 to a fellowship and a couple of diplomas along the way.
Now, this is now a subject, I remember 10 years ago, not quite so many people would have been interested, but now it seems to be the absolute norm that if you want to be in the performing arts, it's quite okay. You can go ahead and give it a go. Have you noticed that happening recently?
I have. Partly due to all the media coverage of musical theatre and the... and the shows we see going out, you know, the Josephs, the Marias, it's lifted it to the fore for everybody.
Well, we'll talk about the syllabus very soon, in just a minute or two. I want to find out more about you, what your background is.
My background was as an opera singer, fully-fledged classical training, Royal College of Music, London, then abroad to the Mozarteum at Salzburg. I had 20 years of performing as an opera singer.
Now, was that in your family? Was that your family background?
Not really, no, yeah. No.
What did the family say when you decided that this is the path that you wish to take?
They were supportive. Okay. But I kind of had to do my own research.
Uh-huh. So, what did your folks do? What did the rest of your family do for a living? I
mean, very different. Sisters are journalists, brothers are chemical engineers. So we were very different.
Very different. That's good. Good old spread there. Yeah. But did you ever miss actually getting up and performing? Do you miss being on stage?
Now?
Yeah.
Not really. There was a natural progression into teaching, researching the voice, and moving into musical theatre more. I always had my big toe dipped in musical theatre because it was kind of fun. And, you know, put some mates together whenever I was in England and we did our corporate entertainment medleys. And but realised I actually probably wasn't doing it very, very well because I was using those operatic qualities in the voice as opposed to the lighter, more musical theatre style.
Well, it certainly strikes me as another branch of entertainment and the performing arts that once it's in your blood, that's it. You're stuck with it. You can't get rid of it. It's with you for life, isn't it? It becomes a way of
life. Absolutely. Well, you start off on one path and you think you're going there and then you go off on lots of little tangents and it becomes quite exciting, actually. Because you don't know what's around the corner.
Now, you were the chief music examiner for the Guildford School of Acting at Surrey University. What sort of a post is that to hold? It sounds like there's quite a lot resting on your shoulders.
Well, really, yes. It's a self-created post.
Okay. I must try that.
Self-created because I designed this syllabus. It was my brainchild. I could see there was a gap in the market. I think your listeners would be aware of similar boards of exams like the ABRSM, Trinity Guildhall, with a similar exam grade system. But this is exclusively for musical theatre singing. And the Guildford School of Acting does produce fine performers that go straight into the West End. Every show in the West End has GSA people in it.
So how does it work? I mean, how is the examination system, how does it work? Just explain that to me.
The teachers can pick up the syllabus and start teaching it to their students. We recommend from 7 upwards, probably no younger than 7, up to 99. And it's a system of levels that students can attain and move on to the next level or miss a couple out. And by the time you've got to grade 8, then you're pretty ready for college entrance, if that's the way you want to go. Or obviously it's a very rewarding hobby.
But it is obviously something that sets the bar rather high. You need to have reached a particular standard before you can go any further.
Yeah. And put together by a small team that I put together, who put the research in, who are training these people to top level. So we feel we've got the credibility to do this. We're not just selling exams. We are training these people on the other end of the scale.
Students to one side for just a moment. What did the rest of the world think when you put this forward in the first instance? So I can imagine something like this. I mean, I should imagine there's one or two radical things about it that might have put a few noses out of joint.
I'm aware of that a little bit in the background, but much more on the positive side. It was launched in September last year. We're not even a year old. And I haven't stopped travelling since November. It's been launched in Hong Kong, Macau, Norway, New York, all over the British Isles, Northern Ireland. It doesn't stop. I think I'm going to be travelling for the next 10 years.
This is driving you slightly mad at the moment.
It's fun at the moment, but I can see it's going to get a bit tiring.
Did you enjoy Hong Kong?
Very much so. Very busy
because there's still, despite the fact it's no longer a British colony, there's still a strong tie there. And there's still a leftover part of Great Britain there, isn't there?
Oh, very much
in the soul of the place.
I was there years and years ago performing, and it hasn't changed as far as I can see. It's busier. There are more buildings.
But it was just marvellous. I know we're going off a slight tangent here, but I'd always found it very safe. You never felt in any danger in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah, it is very safe, yeah. And I asked the locals, you know, how safe it is it here? What are the crime levels like? Oh, very, very safe. And you feel safe, yeah. You do.
Now, back to the students, what did they take to think of all this then? Because there must have been some who've got to a certain stage and said, oh, well, I missed the boat. I wish this was a couple of years ago.
Not really, no, because it is a new product. A lot of students and teachers are aware, as I said earlier, of these kind of exams, this kind of product. But this is very specialised in musical theatre, singing. And it's being received very, very warmly. And I had no idea it would take off so quickly. I really didn't.
You must be really happy. And you're bringing this to the Sheringham Little Theatre. When will that actually be?
I'm having meetings tomorrow, in fact, at the theatre. A colleague has put together a whole group of singing teachers from the area who want to know more. We're possibly looking into setting the theatre up as an exam centre.
Oh, wow, yes.
So we will be sending examiners to examine candidates as they apply. And they've got a lovely theatre atmosphere to be examined in, which would be ideal.
Yeah, it's a real theatre. It's a real theatre. It's got the atmosphere, and it's also got a little bit of intimacy about it as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, so it could be a real performing experience for these candidates.
Because I often wonder when auditions take place, if the theatre is too big, it can be quite intimidating and you never get the chance to get into the swing and feel comfortable with yourself.
Yes.
Because it's a heck of a jump, isn't it?
It is. I'm sure locally, though, I mean, it might be possible for them to do a bit of a rehearsal anyway.
I would have thought so.
Because you have such good community spirit going on in these parts of the country.
So who can we have? That is true. It really is entertainment-wise as well, and doing things. A lot of Norfolk people will organise an event and make things happen. They'll get groups together, bands together, musicians, put on shows. Yeah. It's fairly typical of this area.
Yeah, and it's great to see. Yeah. It's something that's kind of gone where I come from. I'm in Surrey now, so...
Why has it disappeared in a place like Surrey? Is everything just too busy?
It's probably the spillover from London, really.
Just a transient population?
We're too close to London. I think when you're really that close to these sort of kind of cosmopolitan cities, it does spill out into the provinces and we lose ourselves.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is a shame. So who can come along tomorrow to see what's happening and join in the meeting then? Is it open to pretty much anyone who's interested in that particular branch of entertainment?
It is, as far as I know. We're meeting in the theatre at 10:30 tomorrow morning in Sheringham. I believe some advertising has gone out locally, inviting those teachers and interested parties to come and hear my presentation. And all are welcome.
How are you when you're giving a presentation like that? Do you enjoy doing it? Because I always worry, you know, because the spotlight's on you. But I suppose you've travelled with this for so long now, it's your baby. I suppose you're okay with it, aren't you?
Yes, I've done a lot of presenting already. But actually, I just go into performance mode, which I did for 20 years anyway. It's a performance.
Ta-da!
Absolutely, yeah.
Perhaps
yeah.
You tell everyone I'm here.
Yeah, I just have to remember all the information.
That's the only thing. Do you know what, Ross? It's been a pleasure having you in the studio. Thank you so much for telling me more about that. Ross is the Chief Music Examiner of the Guildford School of Acting at Surrey University. The meeting is tomorrow morning at Sheringham Little Theatre, 10:30. Thank you. Speak to you again soon. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Stephen.
And hopefully we'll be chatting again soon in the not-too-distant.
Hope so.